2 weeks after his son Zayn and 4 nephews were injured by explosive ordnance near their tent in western Gaza City, Muhammad Noor is still in shock. He and his extended family had already been displaced twice from their home in the Shija'iyah neighborhood of eastern Gaza City to the area around Al-Shifa Hospital in the west. Noor told Pacifica that if he had known his son and nephews would be hurt, he never would have asked them to collect wood and other materials for the fire they were using to cook that day.
What happened is that in the last 5 days before the evacuation from Gaza City toward the south, we remained steadfast until we were finally forced to leave. On the first day after returning from displacement to this same place, our children were hungry, so we asked them to gather some pieces of wood and other materials to make a fire for cooking. As they were gathering materials, it turned out there was a remnant of an explosive ordnance left behind by the occupation. At that moment, when I heard the blast, I didn't realize the children being thrown into the air were our own. When I rushed to rescue them, I discovered they were indeed our children, scattered in the air. There were 5 of them, including my nephews. One of them was my sister's son. I managed to pull them from the scene and take them to the hospital. They're still there receiving medical care, mainly undergoing surgeries on their legs, and their condition remains serious, including my sister's son.
Muhammad's 12-year-old son survived the abrupt explosion.
I was with them inside and I managed to escape. When I got outside, I saw my brother flying through the air among the metal sheets.
The Palestinian Civil Defense Service in Gaza says that among the dozens of Israeli airstrikes and bombardments, at least one piece of unexploded ordnance has remained under the rubble in nearly every part of the Gaza Strip over the past 2 years. Mahmoud Basal, a spokesperson for the Civil Defense Service, confirmed the finding.
Before and after the last ceasefire took effect, we documented several cases of ordnance explosions, including one just 3 days ago, when a child from Nasser family in the northern Gaza Strip was wounded. About 1 to 2 weeks ago before that, 3 children were injured near El-Shafa Hospital. And there were other incidents in the southern city of Khan Yunis. It's a very difficult reality. We're now receiving appeals from residents saying that unexploded missiles have become part of their homes, lodged where families live. If one of these missiles explodes, whether on its own, from contamination, or from a nearby strike, it could cause a major disaster. I can say with certainty that Gaza has become a ticking bomb, with unexploded ordnance still scattered among homes, in alleyways, and along the roads.
The United Nations Mine Action Service, known as UNMAS, reports that since Israel's war on the Gaza Strip began, at least 52 Palestinians have been killed and more than 250 others wounded by unexploded ordnance across various parts of the territory. UNMAS estimates that there are now more than 71,000 tons of unexploded ordnance scattered throughout the war-torn Gaza Strip. In the Gaza Strip, specialized civil defense crews trained to handle unexploded ordnance are no longer able to operate due to a lack of essential equipment and machinery. The Civil Defense Service has recently appealed to the international community for immediate intervention. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.